Hello and welcome to Unleash Your Joy. This is Carmela Guerrero, your host. And today I'm really honored to have Emmeline Chang with us. Emmeline is a writer, coach, and mentor. And what I love about her, and I can't wait to hear all her thoughts, is that she really helps people not only do what they love in life, but do it with joy. So that's why she's a perfect fit. Are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Emmeline. How are you? Thank you for joining.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So, Emmeline, so how did you get started in this, and what made you want to start looking at this aspect? You know, because a lot of people coach people on getting what they want out of life, but they don't necessarily talk about the joy piece, right?
Yeah. Well, joy has been really key to my own expansion and growth. So just to give people, you know, give everyone a context, what I do is, as you said, I'm a writer and coach and mentor, and I help people succeed in their purpose and make money from their passions and live with joy and magic. And I help them be on their joyful path and really bring their creative vision out into the world. And I came to all of that through my own, essentially through my own journey to that. You know, I am trained as a writer. I have a MFA in writing, but it was actually incredibly hard for me to write. You know, I came from a background with immigrant parents who really pushed me to achieve and, you know, just out of so much love. But, you know, I'd come back with the 98 on the test and they would say, that's not enough. It's got to be 100. Do 5 pages
of
math problems. You
know? I laugh. I relate so much to that. My parents were like, that's your job.
Okay. Yep. It's a very, you know, immigrant parent story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what I took away from that was, you know, achievement is everything and your worth is dependent on that. I don't think that was what they meant for me to learn, but I really, and I also learned that success comes through struggle. And so at first, this was useful to me. You know, I went to great schools, Princeton and Columbia. I did really well, but I really wanted to be a writer, and I had the courage to go out onto that path, but as I started writing, I found that this way of being was actually really, it created so many problems for me. You know, I was in so much perfectionism and so much need to just do something really good that I found it so hard to even write at all. And, you know, I spent at one point 6 years working on 3 stories. And actually, at the end of the 6 years, I hadn't even finished those 3 stories, you know, because the perfectionism was so strong and the struggle was so strong. But out of this, there came a real gift, which is that, you know, my determination to do this and to really, I knew that being a writer was what I was, a huge part of what I was meant to do. And so, you know, I really kept at it, and I went to all kinds of workshops, you know, every kind of workshop, personal transformation, self-growth, and I was learning how to move through the blocks, and I was learning to open to my own creativity. I was learning to allow myself to be fully me and human and imperfect, and I was also, as part of this, because part of my path was, you know, I really wanted to be a writer, and I knew that that meant I could not just be, for me, I could not be in just a 9-to-5 job, which these days is like a 9-to-7, 9-to-8 kind of thing, right?
So, yeah, 8-to-8, yeah, something like that.
Exactly. So I knew I couldn't do that, so I was also building a writing business, and so I was also learning about that and business trainings, and all of that, at some point, I did really well with the writing business. I was able to, you know, live really comfortably in New York while working half the time, go go away to writing colonies, you know, go travel to India to do research, all these things. But at a certain point, and it was actually when I became pregnant with my first son, I realized that I really wanted everything I did to be aligned with my values. So I didn't want to work for corporate clients whose values I didn't believe in anymore. And I wanted the way that I made money to be 100% aligned. And the thing that felt the most aligned was to help other people step into their own creative vision.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's,
so that
that's
is
wonderful.
Really how I came to what I'm doing.
I love the way you framed your experience because I think a lot of people can relate to it, but the fact that you found your way through makes you such an amazing coach, a mentor, I'm sure, because you've worked through a lot of the things that people are trying to figure out.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I think it's true there's a story of real growth there, and what I so strongly believe is that this is possible for everyone. Like that.
I hope everyone heard that.
Yeah, that even though, of course, you know, I believe I'm amazing, just like, but everyone is amazing. And
yep.
So we all have that capacity. We all can live, like, fully in the path that we are meant to live in, which means being our full creative selves, which means living with joy and magic, which means making money, too, while doing these things.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's for all of us.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. That's very generous. So you said a lot of things I want to go back to. So talk about aligning with values. Do you think that that's one of the things that, well, A, two parts, can we all really do that? Because it feels kind of like we can't, right? You know, you're supposed to, you know, swallow whatever, you know, society makes you do so you can be successful and have the money. So that's the first part. And do you think that you're saying you're feeling joy has to do with aligning with those values?
I think joy and values are really deeply connected, because if you are not living your values, you can't fully experience joy.
Yeah.
There can be some happiness. Of course, we all have moments of happiness. But I think to be fully joyful is to be 100% in your life and 100% who you are meant to be. And that doesn't mean that your life, when you do that, your life at every moment is the kind of ideal picture in your head.
Right.
Of, you know, oh, if I could wave a magic wand, my life is this, you know. And living your values doesn't mean that it's not some, like, magic pill, right, that makes everything
right.
happen. But it is possible for all of us because we are always at choice. So no matter where you are and what situation, and it can, you know, it can feel constricted or it can feel it can sometimes feel like we have no choice, but the actual fact is that we are on this earth, we are meant for something. And when you connect inwardly to what you want and when you connect to what gives you delight and inspiration and also what gives you a freedom of expansion and openness, when you connect to those things and you take a stand for them, you actually will begin to see opportunities that were not there, that were there, but were not there in your field of vision before. So even though it may seem like some people are born with a lot of privilege and, oh, yes, it's so easy, let's say, if you were born
right.
into money to just, yes, then you can live your values. But what if you have to work two jobs just to make ends meet? What if this? What if that? Right? Actually, the truth is we are all at choice. And when we align to our values and when we align to joy and when we commit to those things, The universe actually supports us, and when we shift our awareness to focus on those things, we begin to see a way. And all you need to do is just take the next step or two that are right in front of you. You don't need to see the whole path, because nobody
right.
sees the whole path. No matter how successful someone looks, they did not see a complete road, you know, from their birth to that point of success. Everyone only sees the next few steps. So,
yeah.
And we
That's
all
important.
Have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
mm-hmm.
is important. Otherwise, it becomes overwhelming. I find, at least in my work with people, that at times they know they have a longing, right? They know they have something inside of them they want to express, but they're not even quiet enough to even tap into that at the moment. How do you go about helping people even discover that?
Mm-hmm. So there are a couple things. One is that I'm very connected to the body and the heart, and so I'm always connecting people to that. But the mm-hmm. big answer is there is a shortcut, and that shortcut is play. So, yeah, play, because play is whatever we find like incredibly fun, and we could just do it for hours, right, or even days. We could just keep going because it's just so much fun and we feel so alive when we do it. But play is different for different people.
Sure.
Right? There's some people, like I'm a writer, and making stories and watching stories and hearing stories, for me that's play. And dancing, I love dancing. Dancing is play. Eating is a kind of play. I love eating. But for different people, like there are people for whom, like, just, you know, seeing the way numbers fit together and making everything really precise and neat, like that might be play for someone, right?
Sure.
Or barreling down a football field, you know, like for me that would not be play. But for someone else, that could be like the biggest joy in life. So when we look at We all have that. Like, even no matter how much you might have felt closed down, just, you know, to get back to your question, no matter how much you might have felt like, I have had to shut down a lot of things so I don't even know what it is, or I've got so many voices in my head I don't know how to get quiet, one way is just to allow yourself to just open to fun. Like, what actually seems fun to you? And not the kind of fun that's like, this is supposed to be fun. Like, okay, I'm going to go take that cooking class because it seems like the kind of thing I ought to do that I might like to do in my free time, right?
Sure.
If you love to cook and it truly brings you joy, then yes, that is play. But play is just about what is the most fun for you. And so when you listen to what is the most fun for you and what is play for you, like deep, joyful play, the voices go away.
Mm.
Like, however, you know, small the voice of play is for you at first, or might be small, it might also be big. It might be there's this thing that's shouting inside of you and you have worked so hard to stuff it down, right? But however big or small it is there, and when you listen to it, it expands. And by allowing it to expand, those voices, there's something else for your energy to focus on, you know, instead of those
right.
voices or getting rid of those voices. You reach for where your life force has been taking you your whole life.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So interesting, because I was watching something the other day that was very aligned to what you're saying, and what the person was saying, and I'm just wondering your thoughts about it. It was Jack Canfield, actually. He was saying that, you know, let's say you love telling jokes. That's your thing, or, you know. So there's not just one way to do that, though. He gave an example of a bus driver that every time someone got on the bus, he would tell jokes. He would take the mic and start talking to everybody, and everyone would get off that bus and be so happy. right? So that doesn't, you know, so there's so many different ways of connecting
Absolutely,
to that one
yeah.
gift, right? So that's challenging sometimes too, is figuring out, well, how do I do that thing? Right, and how do I make money out of that thing? So there's so many different ways of approaching that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that sentiment, right?
I do, because I think what is happening, like this example of the bus driver who's telling the jokes, I'm assuming, like if it's a man, we'll just use he, right? This man is in his brilliance, actually.
Exactly.
He's being who he is naturally, you know, deep in his core. And so he, and that is, that's one of the keys to fulfilling your purpose and being successful at it, is to tap into your brilliance, because you can never be the, if you're trying to imitate someone else's brilliance, you can never do it as well as that person. So
right.
the way to be the most successful, right, and make the most money, if money is your goal, is to be all of yourself, and that means bringing your full brilliance. And I would say that most of us on this earth are not using our brilliance. We're tapping into pieces of it here and there. Pieces of it, and often that is where our success comes from, is some piece of our brilliance that is still shining through whatever blocks are in the way. But when you can access all of it, and of course there are other things you need to learn, like, you know, strategically, if you're, for instance, starting your own business, how do you talk to clients, how do you invite people to work with you, all of this, right, how do you price, all of those things, of course there is strategy, but without the brilliance, there is no base.
Right.
And without the brilliance, you never reach your full potential.
Interesting. Yeah. So you work with lots of people and help them through this process. What are the key things you're seeing that block them from, you know, just tapping inside and being themselves, right?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing that I see that is blocking people is control and fear.
Mm.
And, you know, control really comes from an effort to deal with fear. But control is about thinking that your life needs to look a certain way and trying to force it into that mold.
Right.
And and that can create problems when you're trying to go after your creative vision. It can create problems when you're building your business, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to impose an outside view. And instead, what you really have to do is dig in and connect to your brilliance. And, you know, and again, there is always, there are specific strategies. So I guess I should... To control, I should also add lack of knowledge. People are trying really hard to force an outcome very often, either get a certain kind of client or have a certain kind of job, do a certain kind of, you know, write in a certain way, and that is creating just a lot of struggle and difficulty, and they haven't tapped into what they're truly meant to do or say or be. So that's number one. And usually that is coming because of fear. So we also need to let go of fear. You know, and I do a lot of work with people on where is the fear in their bodies and why do they have the fear and how do we let go of that fear and how do we do it joyfully also.
Mm-hmm.
Like I use, you know, play is one way that I use, but there's a lot of other methods that I use to help people just let go of that, let their brilliance shine through, and then... in addition, like specific pieces of knowledge, like if you're writing your book, there might be pieces of knowledge that you actually lack about how to access your creativity, how to put it on the page in a certain way. If you're building your business, you may not be aware of how to speak so that clients can actually see the value in what you're doing, or package your program so that it looks really valuable instead of expensive, or how do you take people through a process, a sales process, where they actually can connect to their inner wisdom and see if working with you is right for them, and you can actually see if they are the right client for you. You know, so people may be lacking knowledge as well. And so I guess the quick answer, if I'm going to recap what I was saying, is what's blocking people is, I guess, fear, which is at the base of things, and trying to control because of that fear, so which means that you don't allow your brilliance in. And then added to that is just a lack of knowledge, not knowing how to let your brilliance in, not knowing what your brilliance is, and not knowing how to put it out into the world in a way that people can hear it and see it and value it.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I guess that people, if they were really coming from their brilliance and their authenticity, they could use similar processes that other people use and learn that knowledge, but it still would come from that authenticity of who they really are.
Yeah, there can be overlap, you know. Like, it sounds like what you're saying is that they might be doing some things that are similar to other people, but there's also their brilliance. Is that
right?
Yeah, and that is very true. You know, we don't always have to be 100% unique, because we're actually, you know, we're not. We're all human, right? And there are certain human things that we respond to. And there is something that is unique in the core of each person and uniquely brilliant. And when that comes out, it is beautiful to see, and it is magical, and it transforms people's lives.
That's great. So what is joy for you, and what is that magic? What does that look like in your world?
Yeah, joy is, first and foremost, joy is being fully alive. And it is living with your whole heart and soul, like fully in life. So it's easy to see. Some people think of joy as, like, I'm just going to be, you know, happy, happy all the time. And that is, it's a misunderstanding of what joy is. Because we, to be fully alive, like, there is a full human experience. And sometimes that means that we're grieving deeply. Or sometimes that means we are angry, right? Sometimes it means that we feel alone, right? It can mean, or we're afraid. It can mean so many different things. But if you allow yourself to be all of who you are and feel all that is there, then you, no matter what you are feeling, there is an undercurrent of joy there, okay? Because you are fully alive, and there's a kind of ecstasy in that.
Yeah, I like your explanation.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. It's being fully alive.
Yeah, and when you're fully alive, you can be open to, there's a kind of magic that is there. And play is another, being fully alive is like, play is like that too. Play is an access into being fully alive. Creativity is an access into being fully alive. And so all of these things are openings to joy. Being fully in your purpose is being fully alive.
Yeah. I do like that you explain very well the difference between the idea of being happy, happy all the time versus a true joy, which is something different that's part of you and not external. Okay, so I guess I'd like to talk about your gift that you're giving everyone. You gave a very generous gift, and I'd like people to know what that is.
Oh, thank you. Yes. This is, I put together something which is called the Playful Path to Success Roadmap and Audio. And what this is it's a, it's basically, it takes you through the steps for, that you can use to really access, to use play, to access what you truly, deeply desire, and then use play, you know, and some other methods to really bring that out, to fulfill your deepest desires and your biggest visions. So, yeah, it's the Playful Path to Success Roadmap and Audio. And basically, I take you through the steps, and then there's also an audio there that is, you know, gives you, like, with each step, you get meditations, things like that.
That's awesome. That sounds like an awesome gift. Thank you. So I'd love people to know where they find you and how they get in touch with you, and because I think that you have a lot to offer.
Yeah, so to get the Playful Path to Success Roadmap and Audio, it's www.emmelinechang.com/playful path. And Emmeline Chang is spelled EmmelineChang.com. And then Playful Path, by the way, is PlayfulPath. So it's Playful Path with, like, playful, F-U-L-L, path.
And, right, and that,
go ahead.
That's your website as well, correct?
My website is just emmelinechang.com, so it's www.emmelinechang.com. And then, you know, again, if you put play, P-L-A-Y, full, F-U-L-L, path, P-A-T-H, on the end of it, then you can pick up the free gift.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time and your insights. It's been a delight. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been really great to talk to you about all this.
Yeah, I hope it inspires everyone, because it definitely inspired me, and I appreciate everyone listening in today. And I you know, wish you all lots of joy today.
And I do too as well. And I really wish all of you joy and magic and really fulfilling who you are meant to be.
Thank you.